Interest rates could finally stop rising soon. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve starts its two-day meeting on interest rates today. The expectation is that the Fed will raise rates again by a quarter percentage point and then maybe pause for a while. Is there any chance of a surprise on that? Michael Puglisi is senior economist at Wells Fargo Corporate and Investment Banking.
What I would just say is I expect the Chair Powell and company will try to maximize their flexibility going forward. So the way I think about this is for the past year, really the base case has been, you know, if nothing breaks or blows up, expect some form of tightening at the next meeting. But going forward after the May meeting, I think it's going to be a lot more data dependent of will they or won't they hike, pause, or even cut at some point down the road.
Michael Puglisi with Wells Fargo. The World Bank is going to get a new president. The bank's executive board is meeting tomorrow to vote on whether to confirm Ajay Banga, former CEO of MasterCard, who was nominated by the Biden administration. The outgoing president, David Malpass, was nominated by the Trump administration, and he has taken a fair amount of criticism for initially declining to acknowledge the link between fossil fuels and climate change. Banga is expected to turn more of the bank's attention to climate change and provide more resources to poorer countries dealing with its impact. Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Last year, the World Bank Group delivered almost $32 billion to fight the effects of climate change, more for developing countries than any other multilateral funder. It's a tall task, says former World Bank Treasurer Afsan Ebeschloss.
A number of these countries are going to disappear into oceans.
But the bank's process can be slow. Funding a project can take up to 7 years, says Beschloss, who's now CEO of Rock Creek Group. And with a problem as urgent as climate change, she says that's not nearly fast enough.
I see no reason that it can't bring down the time it takes from project preparation to actual disbursement.
Ajay Banga will also be under pressure to increase the amount the World Bank spends on climate projects. Beschloss says trillions are needed given the scope of the problem. That kind of money would most likely have to come from the U.S. and EU, says Duke lecturing fellow Lee Reiners.
And budgets are strained. And so I just don't think it's politically feasible right now to ask the members to pony up more to address climate change.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently made clear that the U.S. won't be pushing for more spending. Banga will also have to deal with countries that bristle at the idea of taking on World Bank loans for projects that reduce their emissions. That's according to Charles Kenny, a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development.
The poorest of the World Bank client countries are not responsible for the climate change problem pretty much at all, right? So they shouldn't be taking the lead on mitigation.
As he prepares to take the helm, Banga has suggested tapping into more private capital and even philanthropy to help the World Bank do more with the resources it already has. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. This is the independent agency that insures people's deposits of up to $250,000. Well, it is advocating to raise that number for business accounts. That would most likely require action from Congress. Kroger and Albertsons are two of the country's largest grocery chains, and they are in talks to join forces. The Federal Trade Commission is reviewing their merger plans for antitrust violations. Rural towns are watching this closely. Past mergers have meant store closures in some communities. Matt Bloom from Colorado Public Radio has more.
Grocery mergers have a bad rap in Sharon Ketchum's family. The 60-year-old lost her job at a Safeway grocery store in rural northwest Colorado when the company merged with Albertsons in 2015.
They walked in one day and said, "We're closing your store in 2 weeks."
She ended up moving back to her hometown of Canyon City to work at another Safeway. Now she fears the rug will be pulled out from under her again.
At my age, at 60, who's going to hire me?
Her town of several thousand residents has an Old West-style Main Street and just two grocery stores right across the street from each other. Safeway, owned by Albertsons, and City Market, owned by Kroger. Mayor Ashley Smith says a merger of the two would mean the only competitors would be miles away.
We also worry about jobs, empty buildings if there's store closures, and also choice and variety of products to choose from.
Kroger, which would absorb Albertsons if the deal goes through, says it won't shut down any stores as a result of the merger. But Sanjay Bhagat, finance professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, says that's hard to prove.
The bar is pretty high to show whether or not mergers actually are beneficial to consumers.
The deal is getting a lot of skepticism from state attorneys general across the political spectrum, from Idaho to Illinois. Colorado AG Phil Weiser says if the Federal Trade Commission doesn't stop the deal, he and other states might try.
I'm committed to hearing from people, to analyzing those issues and making sure that we don't allow a merger to go through if it's going to harm competition.
The companies are also working on a plan to sell off some stores in rural areas to get it through FTC muster. They expect a final decision by early next year. Meanwhile, grocery prices are still top of mind for customers, with annual inflation around 8.5% for food. Canyon City City Market shopper Lee Idle is pushing her weekly haul to her car. She's been following the news about the merger closely.
He's hoping it helps us instead of prices go up, but yeah. I doubt it.
Idle is single and on a fixed income and says her grocery bill this week was a whopping $100.19 for milk, eggs, and a few other staples. In Canyon City, Colorado, I'm Matt Bloom for Marketplace.
Our producers are Katie Barnfield, James Graham, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.